entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. Thank you. Hi guys, thanks for coming in, thanks for tuning in and listening and dedicating a portion of your life to the words that we speak. I can't thank you enough. If you would like to call in and be a part of the show, feel free. The number is, okay, go get your pad. You know what? Have your pad with you next time. Have it with you. Bring your pad and pen so you're prepared. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, a man hunkered down in a basement, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm, you know what? Just goddamn swell. I'm just swell. Doing swell, Steve. I'm hanging, I'm banging, I'm looking, I'm doing things. Yeah. Yeah, I'm enjoying what is amounting to a very, very hot, sweaty, scrotal-sticking summer, Steve. It's really an amazing thing. How are you coping? Are you enjoying yourself?
Basements are good for heat.
Yeah.
Come think of it. Basements with central air, very nice.
I thought you had, like, moist concrete blocks because your house is so old. You had almost a wine cellar effect.
I actually have... what could be a wine cellar. Like, my house is really old. It's 105 years old.
How many people in this 100 years old? How many fucking husbands and wives have fought in that house? You're not the original. Your family isn't the original owners of this.
No. Well, there was two other families before us. There was the original family, then the family that my parents bought the house from.
Was there an Amityville massacre in the house?
No, but it is actually right next to or on an Indian burial ground, Lenni Lenape Indian burial ground.
You know what? The entire state of New Jersey is a burial ground. They didn't exactly sort them out when they died. they just kind of dug a hole and put a little stick with some feathers and a fucking dream catcher on it.
Yeah.
So anybody who says, oh, my house, they built it on an Indian burial ground, great. What are they going to do?
Buried pets came back to life, so I was kind of disappointed with that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, if you're that's one of the advantages of being above an Indian burial ground. Things just, you know, reanimate themselves. They're a little bit more of an asshole, though, when they come back, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I'd still like to see it. But
I would like the Indian to just come back. I don't need my dog. I'd like to talk to an actual Native American.
That'd be a good movie. All the Native Americans come back to life and fuck everybody up in America.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they could do that, they wouldn't be dead. Like, don't you think? Well, maybe as zombies. Maybe as some kind of a zombie Native American.
That's what I'm saying.
With some kind of supernatural abilities? I don't know.
Yeah, zombie.
You got me thinking.
American spirit walkers. There you go.
Not only do you have me thinking, you have me hoping for some kind of a native zombie apocalypse. I'd like to wear feathers. I'm not going to lie. If they kill me, I'd like to actually be accepted as one of their own. Steve, have you ever thought of what your Native American name would be?
Drinks with beer.
I think it would be Dumps Leaking Ass. That's probably what it would be. Steve, it's not only annoying that my scrotum is sticking to my thigh, because it's so hot. It's annoying that I have friends who are not used to July being hot. Do you
like your friends that have lived in New Jersey their entire life?
Yes,
and I think still think it's hot in the summer. Wow.
Granted, you can see a picture of any map with the strata of the different different temperature ranges, the colors that represent the temperatures, and the entire country is red or white. It's very hot. Okay, it's safe to say it is very, very hot. But that does not mean that you should share that with everybody you fucking have as a friend on Facebook. See, I'm actually against just broadcasting shit to your friends on Facebook. I am highly for broadcasting bullshit to strangers and anybody who will listen to me in this medium. But on Facebook, I really feel like any status you post, it's as if you're gathering all your friends into a room and saying, "Hey guys, I just have something to tell you. It's really hot as balls, LOL, today." It's just fucking useless. And you pointed something out to me, that people are now using photographic evidence to basically share the fucking extreme obvious.
Yep.
And Goatweed actually just hit on it right now, Steve.
Yep, there he is.
Go ahead and share what you have to say.
People only seem to have one thermometer in their entire life, and it's located in their car.
Yeah. Nobody owns a thermometer anywhere else in their life. Just the dash. Oh, it's 105. This is not Delaware. It's awful.
It's not Delaware.
It's a picture of the car, the thermometer, and then some complaint about how it's not usually like this. I mean, it's very fucking annoying. And I think that I'm going to find somebody who's done this and just delete them. And I have no idea if anybody's done it today because it was not as hot. But actually, I'll share with you the next time I find one.
I know exactly who the last person on my Facebook feed was that who did it. It was a high school chum. And I'm like, really?
Chum?
Come on.
You used the word chum? Really?
Yeah, I played Little League with him and he was a year behind me in school, but
you're talking about Mike Feedback?
No.
He wouldn't do that.
He was on the team with me and Mike Feedback, though. He was on our team, and actually, the kid was our catcher.
Yeah.
And I have a kind of a funny story. When I was warming up, like we actually had like batter's box cages and stuff. Like they redid our local Little League area when I was playing, and I guess he had all of his catcher equipment in the batter circle, the warm-up circle, the on-deck circle, whatever.
Yes, yeah.
And when I warmed up, you know, I took like four bats and started swinging them. You know, we didn't have any weights or donuts or anything.
Sure.
So I'm swinging four bats. I'm not even looking. I'm watching the game, swinging, you know, pretty leisurely. So he gets the great idea. I'm going to duck behind the bats and try to grab my catcher's helmet while Steve is swinging four bats. And I got him on the backswing with four bats in the back of the head. Gave him a concussion.
Well, you know, Steve, it's not as if you're, you know, trying to win the fucking World Series and get a bonus. You're in the Little
League. It's not as if I'm looking at him as he's going behind
me. Why are you getting so fucking loose for a Little League at-bat? It doesn't matter.
A lot when you're in Little League, man.
No, it didn't matter. You're not fucking Jake Taylor. This isn't Major League, which, by the way, I've seen now 16 times this past week. For some reason...
Yeah, they've had him on.
Why are they playing fucking every Major League?
They even had the third one that was...
The second one and the third one.
Scott Bakula and Corbin Burnson.
Oh, just garbage.
He took over the franchise. He was basically the one guy that was in all of the movies.
And was Wesley Snipes already jailed by the time Part 2 dropped?
No. No, they went with Omar Epps for the second one.
I just think it's deplorable.
Wesley,
you know what?
Snipes with
let the character, let the movie die. Let the movie die. Why do we need two more fucking Major Leagues? And I'll file this with the verbal hashtag of 80s conversations. Why the fuck are we debating Major League? Well, I guess it's because actually it's been on and it's inescapable if you watch TV. I don't know. Goatweed is saying in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, if you're on Heroes Talk and you're listening live, we have a chat room. You should go there and discuss these things with Goatweed and people of that ilk. He says that third Major League movie makes Caddyshack 2 look like a classic.
I love Caddyshack 2.
Shut the fuck up. You don't like Caddyshack 2.
It was the first one I saw. I saw Caddyshack 1 after I saw Caddyshack 2.
Same here. I don't know how that happened. I guess because it was new when we were younger, right? I mean, that came out in the mid to late 80s? 87? I remember there being a lot of pastel and fluorescent colors, which was a good indication that 1989 or 1988 had its dick in whatever it was ruining. Absolute fucking hideous. Yeah. Hideous, Steve. But yeah, enough with the goddamn car pictures. We're all aware of it. You're not breaking any news. And the other thing I hate is when something happens and you'll look on Twitter and you'll just go to the hashtag and you'll see 25 people saying, breaking news. And then
I knew that what's his name was gay.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
I knew he was gay.
No, I'm not going to discuss that again. People apparently have gotten to me and they've said that in relaxed speech in certain urban circles, it's okay and acceptable to have been known something. I don't even know how to give a past tense to that. Is it already in the past tense? Been new?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, new and known.
Sorry, I'm trained in
past tenses.
In slightly decent English. Passable English. I can speak and not sound like an asshole. I just choose not to. Yeah, Steve, the next time I see somebody post a picture of some indication of how hot it is or a complaint, I will screen cap it and post it on djnewstyleshow.tumblr.com.
And then defriend them.
And I will defriend them. And I will never bring them back. I'll probably never speak to them again. And I already have a small pool of friends. I've put down some standards for friendship on Facebook. I won't add just anybody. I figure this is an avenue to communicate with people that are worth communicating. But it really just has devolved into me having a collection of people that I've grown to hate because I'm exposed to them more. I mean, is that... Do you see that, or do you just...
Yes.
You love talking to everybody you've ever met?
No. No. I mean... There's people that I'm actually afraid to defriend because I am sure they will make an alternate account and send me a message on the alternate account that I didn't defriend and ask me why I defriended them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know there's people like that. So I'll just – the great thing about the newer Facebook is you can just not unfriend somebody but completely wipe them out of your news feed and everything and just not see anything that they post ever again.
But isn't that kind of passive-aggressive? They think, like, oh, Steve's my friend. I'm friends with Steve. I'm going
to
post his message.
They can send me a fucking message. Fuck
that. I'm going to post this on my wall. I bet Steve will like it. I bet Steve will click the like button, write a nice comment. Hey,
takes a lot. Hey, takes a lot for me to like it.
I noticed after 7 dashboard pictures showing how hot it was, Steve's not clicking like on my comments anymore. But he's still my friend. No, Steve, you need to just be fucking vicious and be deliberate and approach... you know, internet friendship, which is that's what it is. I'm sorry. I mean, I have very few real friends as Facebook friends. I have people that I've met, and these e-pals need to be culled, like the e-pals. Fucking overpopulated deer that they are. They're getting in the way of our cars. They're ruining our high speed travel. They're destroying our roads. They need to be stopped. I don't need to hear about every fucking mango you ate. Mangoes are delicious.
Shut up.
Anybody who's eaten a fucking mango
Enough
knows
with
it.
The mango.
I had the most delicious mango. Shut up. Shut up.
It was like custard.
The most delicious mango. Really? The most... What was so much more delicious about that mango? Did you peel it? Did you find it underneath a pineapple? And some of that sweet pineapple ooze just... leached through the skin into your mango, and you had some sort of a new special tropical hybrid. Even more tropical. No, it's a fucking mango that you bought at a Korean grocery, like everybody else. It's just a fucking mango. I don't understand it. I'm not a... By the way, I want to just preface, or actually not even preface, postface? Suffix? I don't even know. Provide epilogue to that rant by saying I'm not a good friend or a good person. I'm rotten at both. And I'd still, even if I was good, I wouldn't give a shit about your fucking mango. Or your song lyrics. Or that you're sitting in the sun. I just fucking hate it. I shouldn't.
Oh, that, you know what?
I should not socially network. I should not, in any aspect, reality, computer related. I shouldn't have associated people in my life. I should be alone, living in a hollowed out stump that I filled with my own shit, and so I can't complain about anything.
Another picture. This definitely comes into play in summer. How many pictures do you have of the ocean, sand, and then some asshole's feet?
Oh, god damn it. Yeah. He's there. He's right on the beach. You know what?
I'm going to start critiquing people's feet. I'm going to say, like, just something fucked up with your feet. Even if there's nothing wrong with them, yeah. I'm just going to start making people feel insecure about posting pictures of their feet on Facebook.
It's almost like, oh, if I didn't know any better, I would say that Jake is at the beach, and he's probably sitting down in a chair or even on the sand.
Jake.
If only we could see some kind of a frosty bottle in his hand. Oh, wait, that's picture two. The drink and then the fucking self-shot. It's awful. By the way, I don't know. I have no idea what pictures I have on Facebook. There may be a foot shot on there. I have no idea. But, you know, damn me for doing it.
Yeah.
You see a lot of that, Steve? You have a lot of beach-going friends? Because I'm generally associated with shut-ins.
No, I think my high school was pretty much like a beach attitude. Like, they thought they were all from California. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody had red sand and OP, like t-shirts and jeans and shit. Everybody was like a mock surfer from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever went surfing, ever. But everybody shot the Pacific Sunwear. I knew a couple people who work there.
Yeah, I know people that have gone to the shore twice in their life, but they wear shit from PacSun. They wear jams. Yeah, it's awful. By the way, Steve, one of our listeners, Frank Skintags, wants to just differentiate himself by saying that he owns a rain gauge. Okay, so he is dedicated to weather prediction and equipment that'll help him do so.
A rain gauge? Isn't that like a 5-gallon bucket with a...
It's really just a container.
Ruler inside?
It's a container with a fucking line on it. It's not that impressive. You know, to be honest, you could put a shot glass out and have a good idea of how much it fucking rained. So I'm not impressed with your rain gauge that you have a cylinder.
Yeah, maybe if you had a barometer or something, would be a little more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you bought a fucking... a really slickly marketed, you know, just glass. A drinking glass. That's all it is.
Oh, guys, I got a pipette. Look at this.
Yeah.
Graduated cylinder.
Want to buy my glass? It's good for drinking. Oh, I already have... My cabinets are full. Well, hold on. See these lines? You can measure the rain. Oh, sign me up. Put it on the deck. Fuck it. Steve, it is the summer. Is it officially summer? Is that right? I don't even know. When did that happen?
It's June 21st.
Well, I guess it is then, isn't it? We've had the,
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
The inaugural celebration of Memorial Day, and then the all-star break of the summer being July 4th. Did you celebrate in a comfortable manner? Did you have a blast?
I didn't do shit. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't have any friends that do anything, apparently.
Although, I do have like a bunch of new neighbors around my house. And apparently, all of them are
Indians?
No, they're all white. No, my town is like 99.9% white.
All right. Well, you did say you were on an Indian burial ground. I was getting pretty excited. That they were going to actually...
I thought you meant Indians from India.
No.
Like, there are absolutely zero Native Americans in this town.
No, what I'm saying is, if there's ever a day for the Natives to rise from their graves and overtake the brutal American white man, it is Independence Day. So I would be extra careful on July 4th. Make sure you have at least a some kind of a hatchet. I don't know, with like buckskin on the handle or something. Something fun. But you got new neighbor, Steve?
Yeah, and a lot of them are like, I guess, Italian. So they like fireworks.
Yeah, they do. The Italian people love fireworks. It's not isolated.
Every fireworks company is run by somebody that is Italian.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure of this. Yeah. Except in China, where we don't get our stuff from. It's all homegrown fireworks that we get in America, but not New Jersey.
What I love most about fireworks and 4th of July are the annual reports from the news of the guy on Staten Island that's making his own fucking fireworks.
And blew his fucking hand off.
There was a guy, I think they got arrested this year, was turned in by his own family. His own fucking family turned him in because he was making fireworks.
If I had a crazy like cousin that lived near me and was making fireworks, I would turn him in.
His sister and his mom, I think, turned him in.
Nice.
And you know what? He was being hauled out. They had the news camera on him. Didn't even give a shit. Like, he didn't go for the move where you put the jacket over the cuffs or you put your hood over your face. No, he just walked out.
Just smiling.
Skinny dude in a fucking camo sleeveless shirt with some kind of an almost rat tail just walking out. Like, sometimes it happens. I'm gonna make some
Staten Island, you said?
Yeah. And he looked like he would be not kin to, but neighbors with Clayton from Texas. He looked like he'd be from that area. Steve, have you ever noticed this, that somebody who looks like they're from Texas but they live in the tri-state area, they usually have a very fat, very sassy girlfriend? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I've met those girlfriends.
Oh, aren't they the worst?
And they've ruined parties that I've gone to.
Every emaciated, white trashy, kind of borderline, and this is a terrible reference, Joe Dirty, kind of like scraggly looking white dude who looks
white
like,
trash, man. They're white trash. That's
but there's different. There's
you
a
can
different,
say it.
No. There's different grades and strata of white trash. There's the, you know, I'm really good at making porches white trash. There's a guy who's who starts his morning by going to Walmart and getting a pack of beef jerky and a fucking garden hose every day, buys a new garden hose. And then there's the white trash type of guy that looks like he's making meth or fireworks. And
or both.
That guy, who you can't tell exactly which illegal product he's making, has a fat, plump-fingered, sassy girlfriend with some kind of a neck tattoo, I would say.
Wearing a tie-dye shirt and, like, really, really short shorts.
Yeah.
She's wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, exactly. She's wearing Daisy Dukes. And and she's just the most awful person I've ever seen. I was at Wendy's tonight, Steve. Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations.
I make that kind of money. And nice. Listen, sometimes I splurge.
Moving on up.
Sometimes I go nuts. So someone decided to park and walk in front of me. Should I say stop in front of my car and paw at their fucking their goddamn phone for about 35 seconds. Enough that I felt like I should beep. So I beeped. And the whale in front of me that was waiting for fucking Greenpeace to dump water on her back looked away from her phone for a second and made a face. If you're not seeing the face I'm making, just try and make that noise yourself at home. Play along at home.
I wasn't even looking at the video feed, but I know that face.
You know that face. Like, excuse me. Let me go get my grease. And sure enough, she was with the exact type of guy we were just describing. So I don't know what it is. Those guys that try to make it, they don't do it successfully. Not Italian, and they have fat, terrible...
Not Italian.
Terrible girlfriend. Well, obviously, the people that do it are Italian, and they're not getting pulled out of their house without a hoodie or a fucking goddamn blazer over their fucking cuffs.
No, they just don't get arrested.
Exactly. Exactly, Steve. So they do it right. Did you go anywhere and watch a fireworks display? Did you enjoy the fireworks, Steve?
No, I was going to say I have a lot of neighbors now, and apparently they all love fireworks, and a lot of them are Italian. I'd say it's 3 out of 5 And I have a neighbor down the street that I actually went to high school with. He got a house right down the street from me. And he was lighting off fireworks. My neighbor's kids are like 16 and 19, and they started shooting off fireworks. I found a lot in my yard, actually, the next day. It was
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
We have this guy who takes care of his parents, which is a noble thing. I think that's good. Lives with his older dad. And by the way, the guy's old, just physically old. He was on the ball. He saw me carrying out my my recyclables, left his house, walked to the end of his driveway, and just to tell me, they're not taking glass today. They're not taking glass today. You can put it back by the garage. Thank you. Thank you. But his asshole fucking son will gather three or four people and shoot off their fireworks display and they're across the street from me at a 45-degree angle aimed at my house.
Yep.
Aimed right at my fucking house. And it's not. And when I say fireworks display, it's about as good as one guy can get if he happens to smuggle some out of Pennsylvania successfully.
Bottle rocket.
For those who don't know, you may live in a state where, well, goddamn, how come you don't have no fucking fireworks? Burn them up on the goddamn ding dong. It's illegal here where I'm from. It's illegal. So please stop
population density and all.
We do. We have a lot of these things. And so we're not able to do it. And there are people that will sneak out the occasional sleeve of M80s, and they'll just blow random things up for whatever reason. And then there are the people that just come home with, you know, bottle rockets. And their displays are mostly shooting bottle rocket after bottle rocket from their fucking hand, more than likely, and into their goddamn neighbor's yard. So, pretty fucking shitty.
I gotta say, though, the kid I was just talking about, he actually gets pretty good fireworks.
Well, yeah, he's like Italian.
Entertaining fireworks, you know.
Like the big
stuff that explodes birthday and cake. Has color.
The birthday cake looking. Oh yeah, not just the.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah, that's good when they have at least something, you know, maybe a burst, some kind of visual to it.
Yeah.
I don't like the noise only firecrackers. Jesus Christ, the fireworks.
How did Teddy hold up?
Oh, he was thunder shirted up. We wrapped him.
Work?
We enveloped him in the thunder shirt and threw him in a box. And when I say the box, I mean his cage. When I say cage, I mean kennel. His kennel. Yeah, it works. You know, it's okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he holds up. He
wasn't freaking out.
He does all right. The thing is, Steve, we didn't really get to attend too much of a fireworks display with him. We went and saw one in town. But for the 4th of July, my entire family decided to go visit people in Virginia, my brother-in-law's family. So they all went down there, and Amanda and I and our goddamn dog Teddy were the only people left in our lineage in New Jersey. So we had to watch the house.
Wow.
We got to swim in the pool, use the grill, and water the plants. Clean shit up, you know, take care of the place. But we got to use it, so that was nice. But it was just us. It was a pretty pitiful thing. My mom said, you know, water the tomatoes. The tomatoes are coming in. And, you know, you can feel free to use the pool or the grill. And I said, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, you can invite people up. That's fine. I'm like, oh, thank you. She goes, no, really. I'm like, Ma, I don't have any fucking friends. I don't have any fucking friends. And not only that, I don't have friends that if I said, hey, my parents are out of town. You know how much of a fucking loser that would make me look at, what, 31? Kicking 32 in the fucking tailbone. Holy shit. By the way, I need to point something out.
Mm-hmm.
In our chat room right now,
DJ New Style.
There is someone named the DJ New Style. Now, Steve, you might not know this, but I've been using the name DJ New Style for quite a while. I think it was created in May of 1999 when I started playing StarCraft with my employees at a computer lab that I worked at. And
I know where that was.
You do. But the thing is, there was a guy that had the name MC Freaky Flow as his fucking video game name. And I decided to make a similar name, half-heartedly mocking him. And I chose the Beastie Boys as a reference. And I created the name DJ New Style. And it kind of stuck. Used it ever since. And throughout the tenure with this name, I noticed that there was at least one person that also used the name, probably for its intended use, as being a DJ. And it was this guy from Germany who registered the DJ New Style or DJ New Style with some other extension on it on various sites like YouTube and Twitter and all that. And I finally reached out to him, and I found out he doesn't really care for my shoddy German. I tried to write things in German to him because I took German in high school. Die Hauptschule, drei Jahre. Was ist ab? Bitch.
Okay.
So anyway, he actually started looking at some of the things that we've done. He found a couple of songs that I made with Monocode and was tweeting them to people. And here he is in the goddamn chat room right now, listening to a show. A man who's chosen the name DJ New, the DJ New Style, listening to someone who's also chosen the name DJ New Style.
Isn't it like 3 a.m. in Germany?
It might be, but he's a DJ. Doesn't he do some That's kind true. Of a drug to keep him awake?
Adderall? I don't know.
Well, you know, I think I surprised him because I shared a link with him to a song that I had recorded with Dom, a.k.a. Monocode, called Mein Schwanz.
Mein Schwanz.
Das Herpes. Have you ever heard this, Steve?
No.
I don't think I don't know if that I played it on the show.
I don't think you have.
I think I will.
All right. Let's hear it.
Would you like to hear it now?
I would love to hear it right now.
Well, Steve, you are in luck as I'm typing and stalling to try and actually find it. Oh, here it is. Mein Schwanz by Monocode and DJ New Style. And by the way, it's 4:36 p.m. in Germany.
Oh, p.m. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So he doesn't need drugs to be up in the afternoon. Here we go.
Hör zu und wiederhole. Listen and repeat. Okay. Mein Schwanz. the DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'd like to thank you for listening to HearUsTalk.com. We truly love what we do, and we're so appreciative of your support. We think it's incredible that you've dedicated part of your day to something that we've made, and we can't thank you enough. And I think it would be great if you decided to commemorate this occasion, this awesome thing you've done for us, by buying yourself something awesome. Go to HearUsTalk.com/Amazon, click the link to Amazon, and buy whatever it is you've been after. Have you had your eye on a new iPad? A new TV? Did you want a couch? Do they sell solar panels? I don't know. Do you have a house and you want to save a little bit of energy? I don't know. They might not even have them. But something great. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. They have pretty much everything there except firearms. They do have firearm accessories, though. So if you're a gun nut and you live in the Midwest and you like to put lead in squirrels, pick the lead out and then eat it later, you could probably do part of that through HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Thank you again for your support. HearUsTalk.com. Thanks you.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Yes. I think I've been playing the shit out of this rejoiner. I don't care. I could listen to this over and over and over again, like I do with every episode of Geeks of Rage, the show that you can hear Mike from Queens on. Visit geeksofrageshow.com. It's geeksofrageshow.com. Also, tomorrow night, Bug Zapper Radio, live entertainment on Heroes Talk. Bug Zapper Radio, hosted by our buddy Clayton, straight out of Texas, giving you that good goddamn point of view, self-insight, self-retrospection, just good knowledge, the right thing you need to hear at the right time, Bug Zapper Radio. And sometimes he does the show a little bit in the bag. If I said a little bit in the bag, I believe I might be understating it, because I think the last episode he had to pause and say that he couldn't see straight. He was that drunk. But bugzapperradio.com. And also, feel free to look back on the episodes of bestinshowradio.com. They'll be back. I don't know when. They do, I guess. We'll let you know. Bestinshowradio.com. Thank you very much. I hope I'm only stalling right now because Steve didn't realize that we were on break. And I think halfway through the
27 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was counting down. It took me 27 seconds.
Okay, yeah. He pointed
out.
He
said 1 minute, and I'm like, all right, 59, 58, 57. I was counting fast.
Yeah, so you pointed out that, oh, I didn't know we were on a break. I should have pissed. And that's your downfall. That's the chink in your armor. And Asians, before you get up in arms and call our lack of advertisers and try to get them pulled off of the show, understand that that's just a term that means that's his weakness. That's the thing that always brings him down. His Achilles heel, is that okay? Do I have to say that instead of the much more fun to say chink in the armor? In any
You're
event.
You're insulting Greek demigods in that case.
Well, Steve frequently has to piss at the end of it, and he's been known to just walk off, drop the mic, and urinate.
Not lately.
Oh,
that
man.
Was years ago.
That was quite a while ago, Steve. We're babbling. Steve, you pointed out that the Major League Baseball players are in the All-Star break to me. I had no idea. We were actually trying to prep for this, and you said, "I'm watching you. You watching the Home Run Derby?"
No, you don't watch baseball, do you?
I used to. I used to be really, really into it, and I don't know what happened. I just fell out. I mean, I like to think maybe the strike. Just struck something deep in my heart that turned me away from the game. But I think
every sport has had the strike. I think hockey had one, football had one.
And I think that's a very romantic way of saying that I just lost interest.
Yeah, it is.
Either that or I just figured out how to download pornography at a certain point and just never look back.
I didn't need to know. For me.
Didn't? Yeah, you didn't. You're doing it while you're watching Prince Fielder slug him out over and over again.
Prince Fielder is a fucking monster.
He is. Well, he is his father's son. And I don't think they're on speaking terms, as far as I can tell. So you watched it. What are your overall impressions of the home run derby, Steve?
It was somewhat disappointing, considering the two captains, Matt Kemp and Robinson Cano, combined for one home run between the both of them.
And I think you pointed out to me that Robinson Cano was the winner last year.
He set a record last year.
Oh, so not only was he the winner, he performed better than anybody ever has.
Yeah, and then this year he hit zero.
Oh, okay. I thought he might have been the person that hit one, but no, zero for Robinson Cano. Great.
Yeah, and he also got a round of boos because I guess there was a late scratch, because now they do it as like a captain system. So whoever hits the most from each league in whatever said year, the next year they become the captain. So the highest American League. So Prince Fielder would be captain next year, and whoever the hell it was for the National League would be captain next year.
Nice.
And there was, I think, a late scratch from whoever he picked, and he didn't pick Billy Butler from the Royals, considering the All-Star game is in Kansas City this year.
Oh.
So they booed the hell out of him because they didn't pick a guy that's batting .245 with 16 home runs.
Jesus. I actually rewatched the announcement of the starting lineup of like the 92 All-Star game. 93 maybe. Whatever had John Kruk and Darren Dalton. And I was looking at
They're both like announcers now.
Yeah, I mean I was looking at it because we met Darren Dalton and I saw him now as a an older man with fucking chocolate brown white guy skin. I don't know how white people can make themselves have chocolate brown skin. They've tanned so much. He is actually East Indian at this point, Darren Dalton.
So is George Brett. George Brett has been heavily involved in the All-Star game since it's at Kansas City.
Oh, really?
And George Brett looks like he just got back from like Haiti or something. I don't know what it, and his wife was sitting next to him during the game. They're both, you know, heading to minority status. I mean, he's not as white as he used to be.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, you just Google image George Brett. Look at him in his playing days. Pasty white. Shade. And now, Boston Market chicken. George Brett. Well, Darren Dalton.
He's not quite Hulk Hogan. Very, that's Hulk Hogan.
Very, very tan. But I wanted to see, you know, some of the memories that I hold fond about the time I watched baseball, and there was one where John Kruk faced Randy Johnson for the first time.
And best name in baseball ever, by the way.
That you say that was the best game in baseball?
Name? No, the best name for a baseball player ever.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah, better than Gaylord Perry.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I just never thought of it that way, Steve. I never actually looked at it as something sexual because he actually looks like he was caught in a storm drain for several months. So
by rats.
Yeah.
Base.
In no way would you ever look at this man and think, this is someone that a person would have sex with.
No, you look at
this
him
is a
like,
sexual object to some other human. No. He is a guy that throws fast baseballs. And then I was, watching that, and he threw at Kruk's head, and Kruk, holy shit, walks out of the box, gets like 2 inches from the fucking the far line in the box, strikes out. He was the only strike out of the entire inning or something like that. I don't know.
I like John Kruk.
Whatever it is, I started watching Randy Johnson videos, and I watched the one where he actually threw a pitch and killed a bird.
Yeah, the pigeon or a dove or something flies right into the fucking strike zone. And it just he throws the pitch in slow-mo. It's great because you just see the ball go about 2 feet. And it's like 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And the bird just explodes into a pile of feathers. And everyone is just like, what? Everyone's looking around like, what just happened?
And that makes three things. three bird-related collisions that I'll remember for the rest of my life. One of them, of course, being the plane going down, the miracle in the Hudson. You know, the birds flying into the engine, the water landing.
That's a lot.
Sure, yeah. The other, of course, Randy Johnson throwing the ball. And the final one, Fabio decides to ride a fucking roller coaster and is faced with a bird right to his goddamn beak.
Oh, he was bleeding, too, from that,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was less than pleased, Steve. Less than pleased.
He got bloodied.
Yeah, good for him. Fucking douche. Steve, did women find him attractive, Fabio?
I don't know, but he was on the cover of a Nintendo game. I know that much.
No, wait, hold on. Wait, Fabio was on the cover of a Nintendo game? I never knew.
An NES game.
Do you remember what the name was?
Iron Sword, I think it was called. It was like a fantasy role-playing game, and you see Fabio is just standing there all like buff with like a
Iron Sword. He was on the cover of fucking Iron Sword. Holy shit.
Was that it? Iron
Sword?
Yeah,
Wizards and Warriors 2.
Yes, that's it.
Oh my god. That is awful.
When I worked at the game store, I laughed because we had like six copies of it, and I'd be like organizing the NES games. And
I can't
be like,
believe
Fabio,
it's not
Fabio, 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 Fabio.
Nobody wanted to keep it. They played it really quick because the first one was great. And they're like, oh, we gotta fucking put this in a Nintendo? Jesus.
Get Fabio.
Yeah, awful. Jesus, what were we even talking about? Oh, the home run derby? Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah, home run derby.
The crown jewel of the All-Star break, I like to call it.
I have more fun watching the home run derby than the actual game, I think.
Is there a sport that doesn't have the goofball, it's All-Star season, let's do something different? I think, does hockey do anything? Like, do they have a fucking shoot-around?
Well, they
shoot
have the Pro
around?
Bowl, so football has one. Hockey, I don't know.
The Pro Bowl itself is the game. I mean, that's the All-Star game for football. So, I mean, there's no other,
Didn't they have skill challenges, like, back in the day?
Didn't they have the pass?
Targets? Yeah.
Shit.
And they'd have, like, the quarterback, like, confrontation. They'd see, like, which quarterback could throw, like, a 60-yard pass through, like, a fucking tire.
I'd like to actually just have the NFL All-Stars compete on American Gladiator with the original cast featuring Malibu, Tower, and all those other roided-up homos. Whatever it is. Just... I'll tell you this, Steve. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on the show, but I watched that. I watched American Gladiators, and I had hopes of one day getting to fire that fucking tennis ball rocket launcher at fucking people. I actually had dreams of being able to make one so that I could fire tennis balls. Because those people were athletically tuned. They were very strong. Yeah. Even the contestants would come up. They were very athletic. They got hit with that fucking tennis ball coming out of that cannon, and it looked like it hurt. It hurt them, and
it was going at least 80-90 miles an hour.
And they had full adrenaline, everything to keep them from not feeling it, and they still fucking felt it. That is nothing but an enticing, just great weapon that I would love to own even today.
Tennis ball cannon, yeah.
If they ever auction that off, that's one of those things, like, Nicolas Cage bought a dinosaur head. If I was ever obscenely rich and starred in a lot of movies and just had money sitting around, my foolish expense would be the fucking rocket from the tennis ball launcher from American Gladiators. I would install that on on the roof of my car and find a way to fire it as I'm driving.
I'd get right into the face and just invite people over.
The Eliminator? How depressing would it be when you're unable to complete 10% of it? You get to that ramp. Okay, I'm past the balance beam. Oh, now it's the time I have to do bike pedaling with my fucking hands.
Oh, everybody failed on that. No one could do like a pull-up. Oh, I have to pedal this thing in reverse with my arms.
Yeah, it was like the monkey bars, but you're controlling it with your fucking hands, and it's a bicycle. Like,
and that's where the gladiators would just like destroy.
Oh, they would pick them off every time.
Yeah.
Didn't they have an actual bazooka that fired like a blown up tennis ball like the size of
a bowling ball? Like a Nerf, like one of those Nerf things, and it had like streamers coming off the back of the end. But you had to aim it like 15 feet over the target you had to hit because the
God
thing
damn,
just
I,
like
I need that I need the fucking song. that shit was the fucking best. And then when it was over, you would halfway pretend you liked This Week in Baseball or NBA, whatever the fuck. I don't even know, with Ahmad Rashad. American Gladiator was the shit, though. Oh, the goddamn it! The fucking the hamster ball thing.
They had to knock each other onto like the steam thing.
Yeah, and there'd always be the angry black American Gladiator who would fucking slam the shit out of that. He had no intention of stopping. Just ram this iron sphere into another one and give a TV show contestant brain damage. I need to see more of this. When fucking Gemini gets into that fucking guy.
That was it. Gemini. That was the guy.
Gemini was like Jax from Mortal Kombat.
He was
Mortal
like Tiny
Kombat.
Lister.
Tiny Lister. Here it is. Season 1 intro. Listen to this. Feel this shit.
This is Malibu, the cool laid-back surfer at home on the beach.
Yeah.
You're looking at lace. Feminine. Sexy. But always a lady.
With a dick.
This is
yeah.
Gemini, a split personality. Calm 1 minute,
yeah, I mean,
violent the next.
Holy shit.
This is Zap, strong.
Calm 1 minute,
violent the next.
If anybody, how awesome would it be to be in a position where someone could say that about you? And that's just how they fucking describe your work. He's calm 1 minute, but violent the next. We're so happy to have him on our team.
I believe that's called bipolar disorder at this point.
Oh, it's just good. It's absolutely fucking good. Steve, did you ever like looking at one of the female gladiators? Did you ever
have a
crush on any of them? I mean, it's like you wanted to.
I can't think of any particular one, but
I mean, I don't
mind a woman with muscles. I mean, just as long as it's not like, you know, more pecs than
they're hammer curling a fucking 80-pound goddamn dumbbell before they play that garbage can basketball thing, whatever the fuck that was. You know the wobbly garbage cans? You had to run and try to,
they had to run.
You try to deke them out a little bit. Let's put the little. It was.
Yeah, then they boiled it down and they're just like, here's a football. Hold on to the football and make a touchdown against the gladiator.
The best thing about it is it's probably the world's top athletes playing with the same shit we used in gym class. As grade schoolers.
Like, that's why we identified with
floor
it.
Floor hockey, scooters and shit. The goddamn war ball. It was,
my God,
it was
floor hockey.
Awesome. They should have full contact versions of the shit that we played in gym. Full contact war ball. Punching is a lot. UFC war ball. Kicks to the face, knees to the goddamn face.
UFC dodgeball would be great. Full contact dodgeball? You could just fuck it like a slam dunk would just be running up to someone and just smashing a ball right into their face.
Yeah, and I mean, there's people that have different specialties. Like in UFC, you might just be a great wrestler, but you know you can't punch worth the shit. Well, in dodgeball, you may be a great UFC fighter, or maybe you just spent 6 months in the Alps just throwing a ball as hard as you can.
Yeah,
just to get your striking down, your fucking your dodgeball hurling abilities. Yeah, he's trained so hard, he can actually break skin with a fucking dodgeball. I just need the song. I don't need fucking... he's calm but violent. I really just want the fucking theme song.
I'm sure it's out there, no? If they're, like, still trademarking, like, YouTube videos.
No! That's not it.
That's not it.
There it is! There it is. Steve, what would your American Gladiator's name be?
Would what?
What would your American Gladiator's name be?
Flopper.
Flopper. Mine would be, because it's like Laser or Nitro or Gemini. Gemini was the most ruthless, but he had probably the gayest name.
Yeah, yeah.
Here comes Taurus.
Here comes Libra.
My name would be, I don't know, Friend. I would just be called Friend. friend is mounting the tennis ball rocket. I don't even know what the fuck they called it. Do you remember what they called that thing?
I think it was some kind of cannon.
Yeah.
The gladiator cannon or something like that.
And the best is it's the 90s, so they don't have like really good equipment. They blew their budget on the fucking neon colored singlets for the contestants. So they're wearing the fucking goggles we'd wear in woodshop.
Oh yeah, then there was the mainstay, the pugilism contest. Like, I didn't know what the word pugilism meant.
Yeah.
Until I watched American Gladiators. Then I always knew what pugilism was.
That was awesome. The joust, standing on that fucking platform.
Yep.
Oh man, I would like to go on almost like a fantasy camp version of American Gladiator, because you know they have the fantasy camp for the people that love baseball. They get to maybe learn from a pro and play against other people who are really into it. I'd like to learn from a retired Gemini how to beat the shit out of
people.
Guy's
like 65 now.
Black don't crack. Black don't crack. And I'd like to go up against other American Gladiator enthusiasts of my lack of athleticism level. People that are the same level of being out of shape as me, battling on that course. Obviously cut out a lot of the wall climbing events, all that stuff. Get rid of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They used to climb the wall, and then they'd just grab them and throw them off.
How shitty is that?
I think everyone lost. Like, it was an auto loss if you had to do the wall climb against the gladiator.
They got the wall climb.
You had to build your lead.
It was a fucking, like, 10-story wall. They finally made it up. I mean, this is a feat that someone would have on their fucking bucket list. I want to climb a 10-story wall. And this person finally does it on national TV. Some fucking roided out freak just throws them off. And you know what? And they're rushing through. And part of that climbing of the wall, they have to attach a harness.
Yeah.
Like how secure are you going to make sure that harness is when you have 30 seconds on the clock? I don't know. I swear to God, after the show...
The point was to build your lead, and then you would have time ahead of the gladiator.
Yeah.
And the only people that ever got up the wall were people that had at least like a 5 to 10 second lead, you know?
Wasn't there one where they had like a fucking pleather pillow they used as a shield, and they had to run into the fucking gladiator and try to get past him? Didn't they have like a big like umpire chest protector thing that they would push into each other? And they would hope that you made the gladiator slip.
It was almost like
a
sumo thing, wasn't it?
Almost like a sumo thing. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I should, you know, if we had planned this, I would have a list of the events, but I don't.
This is totally unplanned at this point.
All I really have is this. That's it. Every fucking instrumental, no matter how like official they want it to sound with the horns, has that fucking guitar in it in the 80s. Yeah! Some guy just like biting his lip and staring up into the ceiling of some fucking sound booth as he's recording this. Like, yeah, we laid that track. Gemini's gonna love it. I tried to do a little Hendrix on that for Gemini. He likes that, right?
He's black.
He's violent. Watch out. Violent. Oh my gosh. Steve, what is this just evolved into?
I guess
the thing is, You were not as happy with the home run derby, and
I was at the end of it, but it was long. I mean, it was fucking 3 hours long, man.
Yeah,
should it really be 3 hours long?
No, it shouldn't. I loved it. By the way, as a kid, I loved the home run derby. I would have my own version of the home run derby with just me, of course. Just me. This is pre-computer, when I had an imagination and a lack of friends. Wow, not much has changed except for the fact that I have a computer now. I have several. Thank you. I eat Wendy's and I have several computers. I'm living a life. I would take a bat, pick apples off my parents' tree, throw them up, and try to hit them into my neighbor's yard. And goddamn if I didn't hit over like 300. For some reason, my home run derby would extend for the entire summer, and I'd keep tallies of the number of home runs that I've hit. And
I would apples?
Yeah. Yeah, apples and acorns, you know, anything cylindrical that came from nature. I would never do with a real baseball because I wouldn't want to lose it. I'd have to go over the fence and get it again. But yeah. Acorns, who gives a shit? I'd have to rake them or something like that. Maybe a rock. Occasionally, if it's like a small rock. Not going to do too much damage.
Never put one through a window?
No, never. No, because there are no windows facing the field, as it were. So I kept count, and I believe I hit 337 home runs. And I tried to see if I could break George Herman Ruth's record and Hank Aaron's record, but I never could in the summer.
What, 700?
I wanted to. I just didn't think. I thought I ran out of apples at some point. But I would just sit there.
You'd be like an orchard to do that.
I would sit there and pitch the apple up and fucking whack it over into their fucking yard. It would go into the sandbox where the fucking swings were in their yard on
and
the
they,
deck.
And they stayed together? They didn't, like, explode off the bat into, like, just apple sauce?
Well, I used a wiffle bat, so nothing too crazy. It would damage it. It would damage it. But, so I'd whack them over into the yard, and I remember one time I was in the yard, and my parents' neighbor came out and goes, "Ah, I was looking for your cat." "Yeah, why?" "It's my arch nemesis."
"What?"
"Yeah, he keeps shitting in my sandbox." apparently.
Did he have children?
Yeah. No, okay. It was just a guy that lived next to my parents' house that installed a sandbox and a swing set. Just hoping. You know, if you build it, I will come.
There you go.
Yes. So I would hit these apples into the fucking sandbox, and I guess some animals or squirrels or something would go and just fuck up his sand and scratch it all about, and he said that he saw cat shit in there too. So I don't know. Whatever I was doing was attracting animals to his sandbox. And rather than tell me that I know you're hitting fucking, you're playing home run derby into my yard, and I wish you would stop. Because how could you have not known? That's all I did for the whole summer. I stood out there, threw apples up, and hit them with a fucking yellow bat. Like, I could not be missed. But I was in the yard, and the guy goes, "I'm looking for your cat shitting in my sandbox." And he decided to blame it all on my cat just to passively let me know that, just know that I know. I know what's going on with the sandbox. And he was always a bit of a jerk, and I never stopped until I stopped watching baseball. And I loved the home run derby because it was something that I could try to do to almost be competitive. Now, granted, I was competing by myself with unbreakable history and records, but it was something that I could be competitive with. And I realize today that the games I play have to be something that I can beat people at. Like, I love StarCraft.
What games?
I love StarCraft. I will never play the single player. I'll always play the multiplayer, and the reason is, even if I suck, I might beat somebody, and that feels really good. I think I'm addicted to winning and beating people in games.
I think that's my problem with Bejeweled Blitz on Facebook, because I have a lot of people that I know that play the game, and, like, I'd say a good consistency, like 95% of the time, I'm number one for the week.
I mean, that could be, I think, said about any Facebook game, because they all rate you against your friends. And you want to beat your friends.
I love scores. I love games that have a score.
I do too. And I hate games that you can buy your score. Oh, buy this power-up. Buy a cat moon, whatever the fuck that is, when I played Bejeweled Blitz. Oh, you buy the cat moon, and you get 20,000 goddamn fucking things. No, just play the goddamn game, and I'll beat my fucking mom or my eighth grade teacher or anything like that. And by the way, I realize now, every time I say fuck or fucking, I'm kind of self-conscious now, because this might be some of the little exposure that the DJ New Style gets of American people speaking. Like, this is American culture as he sees it, and I'm now representing that. And everything I'm saying is preceded by fuck or fucking. And he now thinks that's how every American speaks.
It's a German word. It's got German roots.
Frickin', which means to strike. I don't know. At least that's what I've heard. But it is true. Everybody in America says fucking a lot. Every sentence. Every second. Well, Steve, yeah, winning games.
Winning.
I love
just
it.
Winning.
I love beating people. I love games where I have the potential to win, even if I really am not good at it. And that's why I've never gotten addicted to WoW. I've never done that. I tried it. I had a bet with Chris from Best in Show. He thought I would get addicted. He thought I'd get hooked. I signed up for a trial, played my whatever amount of days, 7 days, made a character named Mickey Rooney, and walked away. Now, you played WoW, obviously.
Yep.
I say obviously because I know you have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Were you ever hooked on it? Would you say?
Yeah.
You definitely
absolutely,
were.
Absolutely, yeah.
What drew you to that game?
PvP, which is player versus player, which in 7 days you don't really get to experience. Which is why I think you got lost on this game, because you like beating other people, right?
That's all I would do, Steve. All I want to do is PvP. I don't want to agree, sign a contract, say, hey, would you like to battle me? No, I want to walk up on somebody, say, hey, what's up? Oh, how you doing? And stab them in the goddamn game and take their shit. That's what I want to do.
All right, you can't take their shit.
That's the problem, Steve. You can't take it far enough.
That's the new age coddling. That's the non-mud version of... Yes.
It goes back to Mud, which was a chat room that you had a character in, basically. It was a chat room that had a text-based...
A game associated.
A text-based game surrounded by it. And at the time, this was the first experience I ever had with multiplayer gaming. And we would chat with people. We formed friendships in the game. And I discovered that you could attack people and take their stuff and kill them. And they would get really mad at you.
Yep.
And I loved that. So I would gain the trust of these people, take them to parts of the place that they can't handle or play stupid or whatever and get them into a compromising position, kill them, take their weapons, and listen to them cry about how they wanted their crystal short sword or their fucking boots or whatever the shit is, whatever fake collection of letters that they equated with a real thing that they wanted. Like, it's obviously a fake thing, but it's very much theirs. That's my dagger.
EverQuest. Yeah. EverQuest has PvP, open PvP. You can kill anybody anywhere and take their shit.
At this point, I won't play those games. I can't play role-playing games because I can't be bothered with fantasy bullshit. Like, I can't even play fantasy football. I don't want to have to fucking put work in to play a fucking game. I just want to play the fucking game. It all seems like pointless busy work. The fantasy baseball, the fantasy football. Oh, my character, he's got a name and a history, and he's a dwarf, and he can do this and that, and he's very strong, and he has a fine treasure there in that Horadric cube. whatever it is, I can't fucking be bothered. I played Diablo 2 because you could kind of screw people over there.
Yeah, you could just leave them fucking out the pasture and let them die and watch.
But I can't. I can't do it anymore. It's busy work, Steve.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It never ends. You don't win. You by not playing, you win. And I am the winningest.
War games.
Yeah.
1984.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I can't do it anymore. Now you don't. You no longer play. Is that right?
No, I haven't played WoW. Almost a year now, and
what drove you off of it?
Repetitiveness. It's like the same shit.
Oh, but the expansion pack. The expansion packs will be released, and there'll be a new dragon and a new area you'll get to discover. And Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, basically, I was really into it. Like,
I've got a new mount that I'll ride into the sunset.
It basically started at 100%. I was into it. Went down to 90, 80, 90, 80, 80, 70, 70, 60, 60, 60, 50. And then, past that, it was I don't even know why I'm playing it. I'm playing the game, sitting there thinking, why the fuck am I playing this game?
That's the same kind of cycle of cigarette smoke. Eventually, you're all about it. You want to be tough or whatever the fuck you think you get from it. And then
you just smoke.
And then it's like, why am I smoking? Why am I doing this? I hate that I do this. Just constantly doing it. And you have no idea why. You have no desire to do it, but you're just doing it. Well, my friends are on.
Habit.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. It sucks. I hate it. And it doesn't deserve to exist. That's what I say.
Hey, Teddy. What's up, Teddy?
That's my dog. He's actually saying that it's time to wrap up the show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you agree with him, Steve?
I don't know. I can keep going.
I actually have to go play WoW. I'm going to be meeting with my clan. We're going to go questing. And then we're going to go jerk each other's digital fucking polygon cocks off like the faggots we are. What?
You know what I do like, though? I like inventive ways of fucking with people on online games. That's what drives me on online games.
Games are the only games I want to play.
Yeah, inventive ways of just making people have a horrible day. That's the best part of it.
They're playing these games, if they're not like me, they're playing these games to enjoy themselves. They want to improve their day. Yeah. And I am playing this to make their day not improve. I want to continue their day on this shitty slide that's going down. And that's where I'm at with that. I want to take a cloaked unit that they don't really think, they're not going to suspect it. Put it in their base, kill their mineral line, destroy their command center. Have them go, what the fuck? Blah, 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 fucking faggot. Blah, blah, play me one-on-one.
GG, no RE.
Doesn't matter. And you know what? Make all the threats you want. I don't give a shit. I'm already happy because you're mad. And that's the thing, being mad. That's all it takes now. That's all the thing you need. You need the person to get mad. And then you received your high. And then you can log off for a bit. Oh, I made that guy mad. I ruined that guy's day. It's probably not healthy, but I'll continue to do it. You'll continue to do it, Steve. Won't you?
As long as it's only Bejeweled Blitz, I can do that in
How are you fucking people up in Bejeweled Blitz? All you do is click on colors.
Destroying their scores. When people have 200,000 as their high score and they've been working at getting 300,000 and I'm working at getting 1.2 million and it just demoralizes them and then you don't see their score improve for the whole week.
Oh, and okay, so you got in their head. You're like, they think they're, oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you drop a 1.2 mil on them.
Yeah.
And you shit on them. And they don't play the game.
I fucking love
that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's a great feeling. It is a great feeling. I don't care. If a good feeling feels good,
I have, I don't know, 30 games of Words with Friends in progress right now. And I'm going
to
sneeze.
I'm losing to you on two of them.
Goddamn right.
No, no. Oh, listen.
Yeah, you are. I'm being both.
Who are you, Frank?
No, I just was about to sneeze.
Grapefruit.
What?
I said grapefruit.
Oh. Very delicious citrus. Very, very delicious. Yeah, I only play because I desperately want to beat my friends. That's all. It's not because I love words, I like finding the words. No, I want to beat the person I'm playing. And I genuinely feel as though I failed. I haven't done so. So if you play me in Words with Friends and you beat me, know that I feel a sense of failure because I was supposed to.
We do have two games.
I was supposed to beat you. I think I'm beating you in both of them. Steve.
One, no, just one.
Really, you're ahead.
I'm ahead in one.
Let's see. I think you're lying. I really think you're lying. Just
you're ahead of me in one game, and we're close. But I think I'm a couple points ahead of you in the other.
Well, let's see here, Steve. Is it your move?
On both
of them? Yes. Yes, it is on both of them. Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to play right now.
Okay, I'm beating you on that one. And let's see. I am beating you on that one. Thank you.
All right, 69-86.
Yeah, and then 113 to bullshit. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that one you're beating me hard.
You're goddamn right. Anyway, why don't we wrap this shit up?
Yeah.
I've got Words with Friends games to play. I've got fucking American Gladiators episodes to watch. I've got a lot of media to consume. Special thanks go out to Goatweed, the DJ New Style, German DJ extraordinaire, and new friend of the show. And also, everybody who listens to shows on heroestalk.com. Thank you very much. Tune in to Best in Show Radio, Geeks of Rage, and Bug Zapper Radio. And also, thanks to Rob Giggs, who's probably going to be going to our Labor Day weekend in Atlantic City, September 1st. Visit facebook.com/hearustalk for more details. Hear Us Talk is going to AC, okay? Bug Zapper Radio is going to AC. DJ New Style Show, AC. Best in Show Radio, AC. We're going to be there. In full force. There may
I
be
got
some
my ticket.
There may be some fucking fishbowl karaoke. I don't know. We were very, very timid at first. Rob Giggs pressured us, urged us, and we had a goddamn good time. Drinks, gambling, food, people. It's gonna be a blast. Facebook.com/hearustalk.com. I'm sorry, Hear Us Talk. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Fuck the American League.
Why?
They pulled it out.
Oh, they won?
No, they lost 8-0.
Oh. Okay. Great. Steve, thank you for that. Everybody else, DJNewStyleShow.com. Have a very, very good evening and a good week, and go fuck yourself.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.